Thank you and good afternoon. Arcata police are searching for a male suspect who was involved in a vehicle pursuit with officers around 1:45 this morning. An officer initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle of 27-year-old Brent Hansen at Samoa Boulevard in Union. Hansen, who is known to police, fled the scene going northbound on Highway 101 at a high rate of speed. Officers initially called off the pursuit but would later find Hansen's vehicle again in McKinleyville. Another chase ensued, however, Hansen crashed his vehicle on Kelly Avenue and fled the scene on foot. Officers have issued a be on the lookout for Hansen as he remains at large. On Sunday night, Eureka police responded to a reported vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred near the Bayshore Mall parking lot. Information gathered at the scene indicated that 44-year-old Shelley Bartley drove her vehicle into the Greenbelt area to meet with a friend. Bartley then found herself in an argument with transient campers and a bucket of waste was thrown at her vehicle. In response, Bartley drove erratically and struck a male camper, causing moderate injuries. Bartley then hid in a nearby campsite in a fight regarding the incident occurred between a second man and other transients. The two men were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries, and Bartley would later be located and booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon. At the Eureka City Council meeting tonight, illegal camping on waterfront property will be a topic of discussion, as the council mulls the decision to approve the open space property plan. If approved as policy, the plan will create a framework for protection of property along the waterfront, and it will incorporate current ordinance provisions that address the issue into one document. Eureka has made multiple efforts to address illegal camping. In the summer, the police department began weekly enforcements and cleanups of campsites on city-owned property. Two grants to the Eureka Police Department is also expected to be approved by the City Council. The first will appropriate $118,000 to the Police Department, and over $11,000 in funding from the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant will be provided as well. The Council is also expected to approve the allocation of $50,000 to Public Works to cover costs for the emergency repair and failure analysis of the Mad River Pipeline. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested Covelo resident Gabriel Ferrero over the weekend after Ferrero was found discharging his firearm in the parking lot of a preschool. Deputies responded to the 76,000 block of High School Street after reports surfaced that Ferrero was firing a shotgun at a dog that had killed his livestock at a nearby residence. No injuries were reported and no children were in the vicinity of the preschool. Ferrero was then detained and booked into Mendocino County Jail for reckless discharge of a firearm and possession of a firearm on school property. Though wildfires in the Gaski and Orleans Ranger districts have been fully contained, some road and campground closures will remain in effect to reduce the risk of spreading PL, a pathogen that causes Port Orford cedar root disease. The seasonal closures will remain in effect until the late spring or early summer, and for more information on what areas have been closed, you can contact the Six Rivers National Forest. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their meeting this morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved a new Memorandum of Understanding with the County Drug Task Force, which is comprised of officers from across the county, including CHP. The new agreement will include Fortuna Police, which will have one of its officers serve on the task force alongside law enforcement from the Sheriff's Office, CHP, Arcata, Eureka, and investigators from the District Attorney's Office. Fortuna Police have been granted $125,000 in funding from Measure Z to fund the task force position, and the daily operating costs of the drug task force are being paid for by proceeds from asset forfeiture. The board also discussed the renewal of an agreement between the District Attorney's Office and the state for the continuation of the Victim Witness Program, which works with a balance of $20,000 to help victims of crime deal with hardships and emergencies, such as moving and relocation costs and utilities following a crime. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the Ace Hardware store in McKinleyville Monday morning after an employee reported that merchandise was stolen from the store. The employee stated that a glass door was broken into, and two rifles worth a combined $3,700 were stolen. No suspects have been identified, and it's unclear how many were involved in the robbery. Law enforcement investigated the scene and were unable to locate any suspects in the immediate area. Anyone with information regarding the robbery is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.